The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you think the President of the United States going into re-election wants gas prices to go up higher?
That was the president at Tuesday's news conference. And 24 hours later, he was at the Daimler Truck Factory in Mount Holly, North Carolina, talking about alternative fuels.
We can place our bets on the fuel of the past, or we can place our bets on American know-how and American ingenuity.
But why would he be talking about alternative fuels at a plant where they make those giant Freightliner trucks? The answer after this from Charlie. With gas prices pushing past $4 in some parts of the country, Representative Joe Barton, Republican of Texas, was again calling for the White House to make it easier to drill.
I think it's obvious that part of the solution is to drill more here in the United States, and if you're going to drill more, you need regulatory relief.
And of course, Newt Gingrich has made that the theme of his campaign.
Newt equals $2.50 a gallon.
But the president dismissed all that in a speech at a truck plant in North Carolina, where he stood in front of long-haul trucks and scoffed at the idea of drilling our way to lower gas prices.
The next time you hear some politician trotting out some three-point plan for $2 gas, you let him know we know better.
It would seem like a strange setting for that kind of message. Trucks burn a lot of fuel. Truckers have been hammered by high prices at the pump. But it turns out this particular truck plant specializes in building hybrid trucks and natural gas trucks that use less diesel or no diesel, on the theory that one option for avoiding the high prices at the pump might be to just avoid the pump.
As we start using less, prices come down.
Which might be a happy side effect of this approach. And in case you're wondering, business is pretty good. The company sells 25,000 trucks a year and last year added a second shift and hired 1,000 additional workers. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.